Hello, welcome to another edition of the Arblife podcast. Today I'd like to talk about a concept that I've been thinking about for a couple days now, and it's the term microclimate, microenvironment. But I want to talk about it not so much in the biological context, but I'd like to talk about it as it pertains to job site awareness, situational awareness, and sort of the different types of climates and environments we find ourselves in as production climbers, arborists, foremen, salesmen, what have you. You know, and if we sit and we think about all the different situations that we find ourselves in, from a private residential site to a street tree set up with a busy roadway, or we think about utility clearance work, and then you can even talk about larger commercial properties, industrial mills, large places of industry, college campuses, universities, things of this nature. And in every situation, we have to consider what we need to be aware of, and what are the targets, what things are at risk, and how do those climates change throughout the day? How do those sites change throughout the day? We're working on street trees, maybe on a busy roadway, and to consider rush hour traffic in the morning, a setup can be very stressful, very critical that goes smooth and safely. And then, we might get a lull in the day where traffic dies down, and we may be able to take advantage of certain instances that pop up throughout the day. And when we talk about selling work in these types of climates and environments, we have to consider the process and how long things are going to take. And the site will determine, to a certain extent, what type of time we need to invest in these projects. A small conifer removal on a quiet residential neighborhood with no pedestrian traffic, no vehicle traffic, that's going to be a lot different than, say, putting that tree next to a busy roadway or in the middle of a busy college campus, where we need to consider who's going to be entering and exiting the site, who we need to keep out of the site, and how we need to set up the site, because just site setup in itself can be an hour or two of labor, depending on the situation. And now in other cases, maybe not so much. Maybe it's just a matter of backing into a driveway and letting the homeowners know to stay inside for the next 2 hours because of the operation at hand. And so, I'm considering this concept of microclimate and how we need to address it as contracting arborists. How does it affect price? How does it affect safety? And also, how can we make these situations run more efficiently, run more smoothly? And again, I think it has a lot to do with setup, and also I think it has a lot to do with communicating to the crew so that everybody understands what's at stake and everybody understands why things need to be done the way that they're done, because we really need to be hyper aware of the situation that we're in. Because how often do we hear at the very end of a job or at the very last move, something went wrong? And I think it's because we tend to lose focus as the day goes on, or lose focus as we become comfortable in certain situations. And so again, to stay hyper aware, to stay hyper focused on what we're doing, given the specific micro environment that we're in, and given the specific job site that we're on, and to keep in mind and to constantly remind ourselves how those targets change and how the situation changes throughout the day. Also, you need to consider what type of team you're working with given a specific site. Crane-assisted removal, crane-assisted pruning operations. You're going to have a crane contractor coming in a lot of times, you know, maybe you've worked with this person before, maybe not. And that could really determine, from an efficiency standpoint, how a job is going to unfold. You may have subcontractors involved, you know, different entities coming together, and people are going to play a different role in executing that job. And so when you consider it from a teamwork aspect, again, I think communication is critical, that everyone is on board and that everyone has a thorough understanding of the unique qualities of each job site, because each job site does have unique qualities and different situations that are going to present themselves, and you're going to have to take those situations and adapt to them and then upgrade the plan or update the plan to compensate for the changes that we may experience throughout the day. So we see how site management, teamwork, communication, all of these things come into play when we're talking about microclimate, microenvironment, where we're working, what we're working around, and how to keep each other safe throughout the day. Because if I miss something, I certainly want someone that's either working on my team or that we bring in for the day to have my back. And really, I think that's the beautiful thing about building a team to take on a project, is that everyone can play a role in keeping each other safe and understanding the environment and executing a plan and having a job go very successfully, very safely. So, you know, consider that. Consider the unique qualities of each job site and sort of play out the job in your head. Think about what things can go wrong and try to mitigate those problems before they happen. Being prepared for these things can not only keep us safe, but can also, I think, increase the type of profits that we're getting, because what we're going to do is we're going to become more efficient and things are going to go more smoothly. And by nature, everyone is going to be able to be more successful as an arborist and as a contractor in the industry. So again, try to get over to the website, www.thearblife.com. Sign up for an email subscription and stay tuned for more great stuff.